Okay, good morning. Steve, you can hear me, so I'm assuming everyone else can. This is being recorded now. I can see why people have trouble with the technical aspects of this, because I kept hitting record and it kept not recording. But fortunately, Steve Clofoot's on the line and was able to get it going. I'm not Vance Rogers. This is Jean Brock. And until yesterday, I thought I was going to interview somebody else on this call. So Vance informed me I'm interviewing myself. So I do want to give a couple of quick tips or announcements first, because I may not remember to do it at the end. I really want to encourage you, if you're going to San Antonio, to please sign up for doing the video. Dan and I were able to do it in Austin here at the meeting that Rick had in August. And I honestly wasn't sure how much value it would have, but it was exciting to do it. So we put it on there, and within 24 hours, we had 200 and something views. We have one new customer already. She's the first one that commented on it, and she is going to become a consultant this weekend. We have two or three others that want more information already. So please sign up for it. If you don't know how, you can contact me later, or I sent Vance all the information last night, and he will be able to send it out to everyone, I'm sure. And the other thing I want to mention is that next week, Vance is going to leave the call, and he is going to tell us about his wonderful experience. And just recently, most of you know, he was one of the firefighters fighting the horrendous fire up in Oregon. And when I talked to him when he came back, I said, I bet you're exhausted, is what I said. And he said, well, emotionally, I absolutely am. But physically, thanks to the Nikin products, I have got to say, after 5 days and nights and very little sleep, I feel fine physically. So he wants to tell us next week how we can use our Nikin products in a pinch, whether we're out fighting a fire or just traveling or whatever. So be sure and tune in next week to hear that. Okay, so since I'm interviewing myself this morning, what Vance asked me to do is go through my background and how I got into Nikin, of course, and where we are now with it and what we see as the future. So I'm going to go through that, and then I'll open the line for Q&A. And Dan is in another room watching the dogs so they don't get out of hand and bark here. So I know he wants to add a few things at the end. So Dan, let me go through this first, and then I'll open the line. Wow. It's a long background, so I'm going to summarize. I have been in nursing and health education area for over 45 years. Actually, more than that if you consider I was a nurse's aide my senior year of high school, and I worked extra shifts during my nursing school. And then from then, I worked mostly in hospitals for about 20 years and did a little bit of home health during that time, a little bit of school nursing. But we moved around a lot, so I worked in a lot of different hospitals and a lot of different services. I really enjoyed most of the positions I held. I worked in a variety of services, like I said, including medical and surgical and intensive care. And the good thing was I was able to work shifts around raising our daughters. However, after about 20 years in mostly hospital nursing and taking care of really, really sick people, I knew I wanted to be on the prevention end of healthcare. I was just seeing so many people who I didn't think needed to be in the hospital if they only learned how to take care of themselves. Actually, I think I had an inkling of this early on. I remember as a student nurse, I was actually reprimanded for telling a patient what her blood pressure was after I checked it. And my instructor was really pretty mad that I would tell her something like that. And I got in trouble again for talking back and saying that, you know, I don't know how people can learn to take care of themselves if they don't know where they are now. And that was just the beginning of my thinking that there's something wrong with this picture here. So that leads me to just accidentally really falling into getting a master's in health education rather than in nursing. That was about 20 years after my bachelor's degree and all that time in hospitals, and I actually went with a friend who was interviewing for health education. I went to drive her to the university and ended up sitting in on the interview and getting hooked and thinking, this is what I need to do. I need to learn more about how to teach people how to take care of themselves. And so I did go through that, and during that time, I always say I don't believe in coincidences, but coincidentally, I found out about a position open in a publishing company for somebody to do mainly health promotion, but they wanted a nurse that could also do first aid and work with comp paperwork and all that fun stuff. That was sarcastic as far as workers' comp paperwork being fun, but at any rate, I did start working for the publishing company, and what was really, really neat is I got to start, as I managed health services, I got to design and implement wellness programs. We called them health promotion programs. I think sometime in the mid-80s, we started using the word wellness, actually, in the workplace. And I worked there for several years and moved on to a publishing company. I worked for several different companies, including a computer company that built computers, and ended up last real, quote, job working for a medical school managing health services. So I really, during this time, I think I really can say I had a pretty satisfying career. I love doing the health promotion. When I was working in the hospitals, I know I helped a lot of people. But in hospitals, you see people for a short time, even much shorter now, because we used to have patients in after surgery for several days, after heart attacks for 2 weeks. And as you know now, you know, stay more than a day or two in the hospital for the majority of people is a long time. So I didn't get to know what the value of my efforts were in teaching people. But in the workplace, it was very different because you can follow people, you see the same people all the time. And so I really did enjoy that. I enjoyed teaching people that they have a choice when it comes to being healthy. And, of course, there were negative sides, the paperwork, the regulations, the OSHA, the workers' comp. Lack of freedom, I think, was the main thing, even though I had pretty much 9-to-5 jobs. I didn't work very many weekends anymore. Occasionally went in to do some education on the night shift in some companies. But I almost missed my first grandchild's birth because I had to go on a business trip. I had to be away, several hours away, teaching CPR the night my mother died. Things like that, I began to think that I really wanted to do something else. But on the other hand, at the time, I was, like I said, really enjoying doing the wellness or health promotion teaching. And so that brings me up to Nikan. When I was in the workplace, what do you think back then? It may sound like a rhetorical question, but what was health promotion or wellness? It was, you can probably guess, it was exercise, nutrition mainly. Stress management was really becoming a big thing. Somehow people realized people were stressed out at work. And, tobacco cessation, because we had a lot of stop-smoking programs going because of the fact that the companies were beginning to realize that smoking at work was affecting the bottom line in many different ways. But do you think I asked people, or that doctors were asking people, how they slept, what did they sleep on? How well did they sleep? How did they feel when they woke up in the morning? What kind of water did they drink? Did they even drink water? What kind of air did they breathe in their home? I don't think so. I don't think the majority of doctors ask you that question now. So when Nikan was introduced to me, it was through actually what the company was founded on, and that was the magnetic insoles. I thought I was this really open-minded nurse. I had spent most of my career steering people away from the idea that drugs and surgeries were the first resort. And you know, they should be a last resort, in my opinion, after other things have been tried. So I was, like I said, thinking I was real open-minded, but when this friend of mine came to me all excited because he had 10 years of numbness and tingling in his feet related to what I'm sure you know is a very common medical condition, unfortunately. And he said that in 2 or 3 weeks, with these magic, he called them, insoles, that his all of his numbness and tingling disappeared in his feet. And I said, well, gee, that's nice. You know, I thought it sounded kind of weird, but happy for you. So for my birthday that year, he gave me a pair of them, and I don't have that medical condition. He didn't happen to mention that it also gives you more energy and a better balance and things like that. So I stuck them in a drawer, paid no attention to them until I injured a foot during a 10K race. And it was not getting better. And my job at the time was with a railroad managing health services, and I was reported directly to our medical director, who wanted me to go on all kinds of drugs because I was hobbling around when I first got to work every morning. And so I still just pretty much put up with it until I needed to tour a friend through my town, walk on cement for several hours. So I put them in, and I actually walked that evening for 3 hours without any discomfort. Took them out, still hurt, put them in, it didn't. So I still thought it was kind of a, quote, coincidence, even though I don't believe in coincidences. And then the next experience, and I've got dozens since then, but I will tell you that this same friend said he started sleeping on this, he called it his magic pad, too, which was magnetic, and that he slept all night for the first time in years. He didn't have to get up at 2 a.m. and watch movies anymore, so I said that's nice, too. I didn't have any problem sleeping. I didn't have any kind of insomnia, but I did have a back condition for which I had refused surgery and just, quote, put up with, and so he convinced me to try his sleep system, and I have to tell you, within a few weeks, I went from not being able to bend even enough to make the bed in the morning to being able to touch my toes. So about that time, I thought there is something to this, started gradually adding other products. I still was pretty much just a wholesale consumer for a long time, but of course, as I'm sure you all can relate, I couldn't help sharing these with other people and telling them what I, you know, experienced. So people started buying things, sometimes retail. Sometimes I was letting people buy wholesale, especially since they were, you know, good friends, family, etc. And I didn't exactly have a business, but I was beginning to realize that I could have. And so, end of Dan about that time. I met Dan actually when he was a speaker at an event preview. And we didn't really get back together, back in touch till about 5 years later. But by then, he had already built his business to gold. He hadn't paid much attention to it for 2 or 3 years for some personal reasons. And so we started talking about it. We ended up getting married about a year later. And at that time, Dan had spent many years as a dental lab technician. So we both worked a long time in our, you know, in our previous careers helping fix people, so to speak. And now we were both seeing how we could help people not need to be fixed from the other end if they only could see how they could make some healthy choices. I love, it's so true what our friend and colleague, Dr. Gary Lindner, says, be healthy by choice, not by chance. Because if we leave it to chance, what happens? The chances are usually not real good. And so, actually, I was using that term back at, when I worked for Northern Telecom in the mid-80s. I set up what I called self-care stations because we were spread out in several different buildings. So, but what I called self-care at that time, I had like a blood pressure cuff where they could check and with instructions to contact me as it varied from the usual, and some nutrition tips, exercise tips, and things like that. But it was a beginning, at least, of teaching self-care. And I really, when Gary brought that term up, I was so excited because to me that's what it's all about, is teaching people how to care for themselves. Not everyone wants to, and we have to accept that, but for people that do, we really, really, really have something to offer them. And so, as far as self-care goes, Megan's ahead of the game as usual. My holistic nursing magazine, a couple of months ago, the whole issue was about self-care, and the cover said self-care on it, and I thought, wow, they're catching up, but Megan's ahead of the game. We've been using that term now for quite a while. So, at this point, Dan and I are, sorry Dan if you're listening, I know you are, we're both in our 70s now, actually I'll be 75 with my next birthday, and she's a little bit younger, but we both are on no medication. We both sleep really well, we both have plenty of energy, and we're both looking forward to so many more years of helping others know that they can make healthy choices. And I think as far as the future goes, Megan just keeps getting better and better all the time. We have amazing technologies, the foresight that this company had in changing the comp plan, and the structure in 2016 and even more this year. We're always a step ahead. No, I think we're many steps ahead of other companies in our field. Another thing that we absolutely love is their amazing support. This lady that's getting me to join our business told us that she had done a lot of reading and looking into some of the links I sent her. And one of the things that impressed her the most was that we really seem like a team, which, as you know, we really are, and that the support sounds just amazing. So with calls like this one, the Pathfinder call, the Royal Alliance call, what Mike and Ben and Dave and Dennis are doing with the Active Wellness Tours, and Rick down here in Austin putting the charts. He and Paige are really, really have worked hard to put their hearts into the new tools for doing ABCs and launching new consultants, and now he has the fasting going for those who want to have some accountability and work to go really fast to build a network. So, as far as Vance said, what do you think the future of Megan is? I think it's bright. I think it's exciting. I think it's amazing. And to paraphrase Megan's great mission statement, discover your purpose, live it, and share it. And I'll end this with one other little quote that is one of my very favorites. And I think we can all identify with the fact that having a purpose in life and growing is, along with our human being more philosophy, our five pillars of health, is something that we all aspire to and that we all profit from in many, many ways. One of my favorite quotes is by one of my favorite authors, Richard Bach, and what he says is, here is a test to find out whether your mission on earth is finished. If you're alive, it isn't. So on that note, I'm going to end as far as my story goes, and I will, if you want to say something, please, okay, we've got about 8 more minutes, we're going to end this at 9:30, so if you want to add something, I think, Dan, you are in another room, but if you're still on, just hit star 6, and then anyone else who wants to contribute about why you love me, Dan, please hit star 6, and speak up.
Well, Jean, we have a lot of experience over the years, very rewarding experiences and chances to reach out and help people. And one of the things that I have tried to bear in mind, because it's so easy to just get your jaw and tongue going and forget about what's important to the other people. I kind of keep this acronym always listen to the station WIIFM. That's from the other person's perspective, what's in it for me. They don't care what's important to me, they care what's important to them. And Bernadette McMurney and Mike DiMuccio have been emphasizing this in some of the things they talk about. Really pay close attention, get the people to talk about what's important to them so that you can help them address that particular issue. And one rather humorous example that I remember is that when the sport bottle first came out, we wanted everybody to experience it and see it and comment on it. And Ian and I were walking through a shopping mall, and this lady came up to us and he said, "Where did you get that? Where did you get that?" And of course, Dean and I are both ready just to load her with information on how to buy the sports bottle. Turned out that she was really wanting to know where we got the lanyard that was attached to the sport bottle. So that to me was a rather humorous concept of we weren't really finding out what this lady was interested in. One other aspect, since Gene has divulged our ages.
Sorry about that, but I'm proud of it, actually, because we're doing great.
One thing that has occurred to me is as a resource for people who would be interested in doing what we're doing would be the situation where several months ago I was looking online at some of the comments made by some of my classmates who had graduated with me but I had lost contact with, and we're all retiring. And one of the comments one of the gentlemen made was, now that I'm retiring, I'm going to have to find something to do because my wife isn't going to want me to hang around the house all the time. So I immediately got out and commented to him, just in case I have something that might be beneficial, a resource, a financial resource, or just something rewarding, meaningful to do. I've got an idea I want you to check into. And he did check into me, and he's now a consultant. So sometimes those of us who are retiring, or even if you're a younger person, looking at people who are at retirement age, they may be looking for something to do, and this would be a very beneficial resource for them to check into. That's what I've got to say.
Thank you. Yes, and I do remember that incident with the water bottle. It was funny because we started really spilling all over her about how great our water is, and she really was not the least bit interested. She just wanted the lanyard to attach to her own bottle so she could carry it. It was anyway, who else? I heard a few people unmute. Yes.
I had a question, Francis, was in the blurb about the Wounded Warrior Project. Can you explain a little bit more about that, and if you've been involved in that with Meekin or helping?
Sure, I will. And actually, Wounded Warriors is a national organization that supports veterans in many ways. And actually, there are a couple of other organizations I'm more involved in than that. I didn't get a chance to comment that. Wounded Warriors, they send labels a lot, and I'm one of those that feel guilty if I don't contribute a little bit, and I know they do a lot of good for our veterans. So I usually do contribute financially a little bit, but, you know, they send you address labels and calendars and stuff like that, because I do believe in them. But I've got two other organizations. There are so many out there right now that are helping our veterans in so many ways. But the two main ones I'm involved with, I don't know, some of you may know Shaughnessy Rodriguez. She was an essential children. Years ago, she was in Human Seeing More. She's a Marine mom. And she was in Human Seeing More and finding out what her passion in life was. And she realized it was her son was still deployed at that time to Afghanistan or Iraq, I'm not sure which. And she decided she wanted to do something to help our veterans and our active duty. So she has a foundation called Wellness for Warriors. And if you want to look it up, it's wellness4warriors.org. And Shaughnessy does master fundraising to get healthy products. It's not all Meekin. She does have us on our website and refers people to us if they want to order Meekin products. And she raises funds and will buy everything from, we've got some wonderful testimonials, I won't go into them all now, but on donating things like sleep systems and water bottles and insoles to some of our veterans. And did I say wellnessforwarriors.org, right, not .com. So you can look on there and see. In fact, she's got her annual event, which is an expo in San Antonio in October 7th this year. And so I work a lot with her on that, and I think she's doing wonderful things. She does use wellness products from other companies, and she actually talked, I remember a few years ago, she talked, I think it was Lennox Air, into putting an entire air conditioning system into a home for a disabled vet, so, which is very necessary in San Antonio, Texas. So the other organization that I am part of and love is called Soldiers Angels, and again, it's soldiersangels.org. And on that one, if anyone's interested, there are so many committees that you can be on, so many teams. There's a card sending team, there's a blanket making team, there's just dozens of them. When I lived in San Antonio, I went to their warehouse a lot and helped just pack things to send. Remember, we packed something like 700 pounds of coffee one day that somebody had, some coffee company had donated. So that kind of thing. What I love doing, especially, I'm now on the deployed heroes, we call it team, where you can adopt a hero, and they have to formally apply. These are deployed soldiers, mostly in the Mideast. Sometimes you get one out on a Navy ship or in some other country, and they have to apply for this program, and then you're assigned somebody, and the obligation is to send one care package a month. And you can either make up your own or you can order through their company store. And it's much more fun to me to make up my own with themes for the month and stuff, getting ready for my Halloween and now. And you can, and then one card or letter or email if they're on email a week. And it's been really rewarding. I think I'm on my fifth one. So that's what I do. And I have some personal reasons for a special interest in our veterans and wonderful soldiers. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Probably more information than you want, but contact me if you want more too. They are all worthy organizations. Now, we'll tell you, there's an organization called Finally Home that, in conjunction with one of the builders in our neighborhood here, just donated a complete home, completely furnished, and also a lifetime lawn care for a wounded veteran who is recovering from a leg injury. They have four kids, and they just moved in across the street. So, that's neat. Okay, enough about that. Anything else? Well, it's...
Jean, it's Paul Gabbias here.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Are you finding that... first of all, that was the most impressive thing, 75, and like I would have said, you're maybe, 45 or something, or 50, but...
Yeah, well, I'll get my driver's license, but...
Are you finding that, I don't know if you have, I'm in contact mostly with students, I don't know if you're in contact with... I'm 65, so the demographic, though, 65, 70, 75, 80... Are people in that age range becoming more interested in alternatives that don't involve drugs and surgery, or are you sensing a shift?
In the population more our age, in the younger.
Yeah.
I think I am, but maybe it's because that's what I'm looking for, too. You know what I mean? I know when we still lived in San Antonio, there was the opposite in my neighborhood. I joined a senior coffee crush type thing. And I was new there at the time and thought, wow, I'll get to know all these women. And honestly, the majority of them just wanted to discuss their medical and health issues but not do anything about it. So I stayed very long in that group. But I have found recently, to answer your question, more and more people that seem to be, when they hear, like, for instance, a lady that just does demos at one of the grocery stores here, I talk to everybody and just try to ask questions. The first thing she said is she was promoting some kind of, I forget what, some kind of snack, and I looked at the label, and she saw me looking at it and said, yeah, I know, I wouldn't buy this either, but I got the demo. So that led us into her saying that she is a disciple of Andrew Weil and Integrative Health, and she knows a lot of people that are looking more into it. So I don't know statistically if there are a lot more, but it seems to me I need more, maybe because I'm intending to meet more that have that philosophy lately. So
That's a great answer.
What are you finding? Are you...
I haven't really found it yet, but my main... I'm sort of part of a church group of where there are older people. But, you know, I don't feel it yet, but, you know, for I find that it's sometimes you have to be around for a while but before people will really tell you what's really going on, particularly men. So I don't know yet, but, certainly in the news, wellness is more in the news than it ever used to be.
It absolutely is, and that's great, and it's nice to see it counter some of the drug advertisements that are on when, you know, you have 1 minute or 30 seconds about the benefits and another minute or two about the horrible side effects that you wonder why would people even consider this. So I think it's encouraging for sure. Anybody else have a comment on that? I will say setting intent, I'm learning a lot more to set my intent when I go out, and my intention is to meet or attract the people that are interested in taking care of themselves. And I really do think that's making a difference. And asking lots of questions. I ask lots of questions, just not necessarily leading to meet in, but often it does, leading to a chance to say, would you be open to looking at something that might help? Okay.
I was going to say Dan's point about people in this age range looking for things to do and purpose and that sort of thing.
Oh.
I tend to, look for that because I remember Dennis Williams saying, you know, if you look for hurting people, you're going to have a hurting business. I mean, they don't duplicate, but people with purpose do.
Absolutely. In fact, yeah, Dennis says that. I hear Rich say that all the time, too. And it's so true that, you know, you're going to attract what you're looking for. I do believe that. And so, again, I got out of hospital nursing when I realized that I was taking care of a lot of people that probably didn't, in many cases, need to be at that stage where they were even hospitalized and really, really sick. If they don't
really
learn how to take care of themselves.
Paul, this is Dan. Hi, Dan. Paula, we had the experience of taking care of Gene's dad in San Antonio, who almost made it to 100. But the mindset of his age group was the doctor recommended it, and the doctor knows better than anybody else. And so it was very, very difficult to get him to try anything that wasn't already prescribed by a doctor. And I think the demographic, as it moves down towards baby boomers, has had that mindset that I think drugs are probably the answer. And as we move into more the younger range, people are hearing more about wellness and hearing that we can take care of ourselves and may possibly be more receptive to taking care of your self-care type of a thing. So you can't just make an absolute blanket statement, but I think the demographic makes a difference.
Well, thank you for that. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that because, I missed being a baby boomer by 2 years. 23. You're a baby boomer, then. But I do agree that I knew so many people in their 80s and 90s that exactly what Dan said. They really, if the doctor didn't prescribe it. My dad's doctor, actually, he had an Army doctor, so she had to go by the hospital formulary. His bone health got 2% worse, 7% worse on one of those all too popular pharmaceutical drugs, and she told him in my presence that he should take our bio-replenishment. And he still didn't because he just, again, it was not something he grew up with if the doctor doesn't recommend it. But I do think that's changing. I mean, the doctor recommended that, but she couldn't prescribe it. It's not a prescription drug, plus it wasn't in the hospital formula. She had to tell him on the side that he ought to do it. So I do believe that it's changing a lot in that respect, in that we're meeting a lot more people that don't have quite the faith in pharmaceuticals that they used to. That's my opinion.
I do think that everybody's hearing about water and how bad it is, and every demographic is hearing about that. And so it still is often, in terms of product, the number one lead is, look at your water. And people don't feel that that's a pill or a piece of equipment, but it's something that they do anyway. And they hear, everybody hears so much about municipal waters being boil advisories all the time. So it flows very easily, I have found, whatever age range you're working with, perhaps.
Good point, Paul, and I'm really glad you brought that up, because that's the other thing I meant to mention with these announcements or tips, is don't forget that the price on our waterfall and our sports bottle will be dramatically increased October 1st. And so this is the best time, and especially with all the floods and hurricanes and fires and other things that have interfered with water in various parts of the country just recently, it is the optimum time to remind people that they want to have healthy water, not only, for all the time, but definitely when they have some kind of disaster like this and can't get access to good water. Anybody else? People are awfully quiet today. Okay, well, it's 20 minutes till the hour, and I...
Hi, besides saying that you need to drink good water, and our water is such, what else can you add on to how do you describe Meehan's technological water in simple sentences?
Yeah, I know. Are you on Facebook, Molly? Many people, and I'm going to do ours today. I hope I haven't yet. I have been putting some really good verbiage recently on about our water, and it varies. Some people are using Erin Brockovich. You remember she was talking about the importance of having ion exchange resins in a filtration system, and that's absolutely essential after that horrible situation in Flint, Michigan recently. And there's a video you can put on to help people understand, because we do have that in our water. There's just all kinds of verbiage people are putting on there. And I think it just depends to, some people care more about the fact that it's alkaline and mineralized and ionized and magnetized, and some people don't care as much about that. They just want to hear that it's the healthiest water they can drink. So different people have...
How do I go to your Facebook?
Well, it's not just mine. Just look on Facebook and search on Pipe. I did this the other day to see what people were putting. I went on Facebook and I searched on PyMag Water, and a whole lot of different things came up that people had posted about our water. And you can get some good ideas and kind of put together what you feel most comfortable saying. Somebody else have an idea on that?
Jean?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm going to have to get away from this.
Hello.
I'll come back in a minute.
Okay. Okay. Is somebody else? Heard a beep? Hello?
To get on myself.
Okay, I know somebody else wants to say something. Okay, just a quick reminder, do, if you're going to San Antonio, sign up to do that video. It's 30 to 40 seconds. We didn't have a script to work from, but Rick now is going to give a script for those who want it. And it's really kind of fun doing. I was kind of not knowing what it was going to be, since I've never done anything like that with a professional videographer. He has a green screen. You can choose different backgrounds. And Miguel is excellent at helping me get comfortable, and he'll stop and start the video and then edit it if he needs to. And so I encourage you to do it, because it does seem to be making an impact just to have people on there sharing it with other people. Okay.
Okay.
Is there one more
back?
Thing? Okay, hi.
This is Steve. I just wanted to let you know, one day I decided I was going to check out Live Water. And so I put that, I was in on YouTube, and just did a search for Live Water. Mm-hmm. And there was and we've heard of Dr. Pollock before, I'm sure, a lot of you. And he and another young man, there's a picture of a younger man, and then Professor Pollock, the Dr. Pollock that is older, in the list that comes up of different videos that you can watch, and it's like an hour and 46 minutes or something like that long, probably in the first three quarters of that, I never get it all the way through it, their conversation and the science about water and other things that they talked about verified every technology that we now sell.
Oh, really? Wonderful.
It's very scientific, but if you get somebody that wants the science about it, and that's what Ben is saying, you know, we can't make medical claims, but we can talk about the science that covers things that we have. And it literally, in the first three quarters of it, covered every technology that we have: water, nutrition, far infrared, everything.
That's fantastic. And so to get to that, you search on Live Water, you said, right?
Yeah, and that's what I did with Live Water.
Okay. Okay, that is a wonderful thing. I'm going to check that out for sure. Because like I said, go ahead.
This is Mary Lou. I'll quickly tell you that I had a young lady that was coming here, happened with a carpenter, and I started offering them water, and she just fell in love with our water and ended up, I got to order her a waterfall. And that's just, I think so much the taste of it is so different to people that have been drinking other things. And I did the same thing with some group that was going on a missionary trip, and they're another audience to reach with the water bottles. And they really did enjoy those. I donated some, and then they took some.
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful. And I mean, people, I already know, need the waterfall at home, but gotta have that bottle to take with you. It's so wonderful to be able, I mean, I'm out driving around the city, you know, several days a week, and I love being able to stop and just fill the bottle from any place I am. Somebody gave me a bottle of water recently, and I started to say no, and then I said, oh, well, no thanks. And then I I'll just make a big deal out of putting it in my bottle. So I did accept it and poured it into my water bottle, hoping that she would get the picture, but she really didn't. But, yeah, not everybody does. But that's great.
I just want to say a thanks to... it's Paul Gabbios again here. I just want to say a thanks to Steve, who does so much recording for everybody.
Yes.
It's just a wonderful thing, and I want to thank you again.
Yes, Steve, you are really appreciated.
Amen to that.
Steve and Carol.
Thank you. You're very kind.
And we all want to thank Vance for doing this every week. And he will be back next week, and he really does have some interesting things to share. He talked to me for quite a while the other night when he was back about the fires and his experience. And like I said, it was very emotional for him. And, of course, it was physically taxing, too. But he said he didn't think he could have done it without our new gym products. So tune in next week to hear what he has to say about the story. It's pretty dramatic, I think. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and take this off record. And if anybody else has anything else, I think I was supposed to take it off record earlier, but I didn't do that because I'm not really into all the technical stuff, obviously, and I'm learning as I go along. So I'm going to, let's see, turn off the record. Okay, I can't tell if that did anything or not.